days before he was rescued by a couple of rattlesnake hunters. He was insane when they found him. When he was asked how he had lived so long, he said he found refuge on God's thumb. He spent nearly a month in a hospital. He ended up marrying one of the nurses. Nobody ever knew what he meant by God's thumb, including himself. Stanley heard a twitching sound. He stopped in mid-step with one foot still in the air. A rattlesnake lay coiled beneath his foot. Its tail was pointed upward, rattling. Stanley backed his leg away, then turned and ran. The rattlesnake didn't chase after him. It had rattled its tail to warn him to stay away. "Thanks for the warning," Stanley whispered as his heart pounded. The rattlesnake would be a lot more dangerous if it didn't have a rattle.
Did you notice that Stanley and his great-grandfather had some similar experiences? Stanley is stuck in the desert with no way to get out, just like his great-grandfather who was robbed and abandoned in the desert. They've both been victims of the Yelnats family curse. When Stanley's grandfather was robbed, he probably had to survive in an area very much like the one Stanley's in now. I just hope Stanley doesn't go insane the way his great-grandfather did.
"Hey, caveman," called Armpit. "You're still alive." "What'd the warden say?" asked X-Ray. "What'd you tell her?" asked Magnet. "I told her I stole the seeds," said Stanley. "Good going," said Magnet. "What'd she do?" asked Zigzag. Stanley shrugged one shoulder. "Nothing. She got mad at Mr. Sir for bothering her." He didn't feel like going into details. If he didn't talk about it, then maybe it didn't happen.